morning, ladies and gentlemen. Tuesday, March 5th. Today, we're going to discuss Bitcoin flirting with an all-time high. I mean, flirting is an understatement. At least at second base with the all-time high. With the halving still over a month away, Ethereum NFTs continuing to bleed despite the $16 million alien CryptoPunk sale. Wild that we saw that sale. I'm sure it was just money laundering. And last but not least, we're going to discuss whether or not we could continue to see Ethereum rally going into the final ETH NFT decision in May. That is actually a really, really wild scenario. We are coming at you live here from Miami, Florida, team offsite this week. We're one day into it. Went to Salt Bay Steakhouse last night. Easy, made the reservation, didn't tell us it was Salt Bay Steakhouse. We then just got there and it said, it has the guy on the logo. He's doing the salt thing. So that was an interesting experience. Clemente literally laughed basically in a waiter's face. That was interesting. He just thought the waiter's Salt Bay-like behavior with the beef carpaccio was too funny. Nick, how you doing this morning, buddy?
Are you going to explain where you've been? Like, and how you haven't been present on the show for like an extended period of time? Or are you just going to like act like it was another normal day? Also, I noticed that this audio is a little bit low. I liked hearing my voice as high as possible.
You don't have headphones on, so you can't hear your voice anyway. But regardless, why don't we just kind of dive right into the weather report? I'll make this text a little bit bigger for you, buddy. There you go. So Nick O'Neill is going to run with the weather report.
Look at this. Top market volume yesterday. Who would have thunk? ETH. Everyone said it was dead, but nope. That's the number one. It's at 59 million, while Bitcoin market volume, 40 million. Nice try, Bitcoin. Nice try. Never taken over the reigning champion, Ethereum, the best blockchain ever created. Solana market volumes at 13 million. Ouchie. NFT market leaders. It's a bloodbath on Ethereum with apes down 9% to 18.9 ETH. I see apes just jumping out the windows. And mutants down 14% to 3.2 ETH. Why didn't I sell mine at $100,000 and then just buy back in later? Which is close to under mint price. Not much better on Solana with Parcel down 19% to 12.3 SOL and OK Bears down 10% to 7.3 SOL. Quick note on that Parcel situation. That's what lets you speculate on other real estate markets, right? And I would say that Parcel is slightly more volatile than the Chicago real estate market, just slightly. Ordinals are continuing to perform with Ordinal Maxi Biz up 20% to an all-time high of 1.2 BTC, but Node Monks have pulled back down 11% to 0.8 BTC. Can you imagine the holders of that? They must feel like absolute losers. 0.8 BTC.
Live price update, they're down to 0.72 as of this morning.
Let's get an Ordinals pullback. Let's get it. Let's get a pullback, baby. What are the cats at?
0.38.
Bitcoin puppets from 0.28 down to 0.2.
Is OMB still 1.2?
OMB, checking, 1.13.
Wow, from the streets.
Let's get a correction.
Well, this is what we needed in order to buy back in. You know what I'm saying?
Let's get a correction.
That's what we were looking for. A lot of people here feeling frustrated that they didn't get access. And by here, I mean the people on this couch. Over the past 24 hours, Bitcoin's ripped to 68,849 yesterday. What's the actual price right now?
Yeah, we need live market price.
Live market price, 67,667.74.
Ooh, it's down at over 1,000. We might as well just shoot ourselves. Just south of the USD all-time high of 69K set in November 2021. Bitcoin has now flipped Meta in market cap. How's that relevant? Nobody knows. Closing in is on flipping silver, another random price.
No, the silver is way more relevant than Meta.
It is gold. Slightly more relevant.
Way more relevant.
Slightly more.
It's a commodity.
While Ethereum is now taking the spot, how's it comparing to gold? Hogs?
Is it just the market cap of pigs in general?
I'm interested in what that's looking like today. While Ethereum is now taking up the spotlight, up 7% overnight to $37.50. I saw your boy, the Bitcoin.
Fred Krueger?
Yeah, just like whining about the fact that, oh my God, could you imagine? It'll take the spotlight away from Bitcoin. Oh my gosh, I'm so concerned. He was so concerned, like a little punk. CryptoPunks has their second highest on-chain sale, 4,500 ETH. $16 million for an alien punk. Nobody knows who bought it. A lot of people are speculating it was OSF. He would not have he'd have only like $3 million left after that and be just a complete brokey. There's only 9 alien punks, and the seller bought this one in 2021 for $7.5 million, taking home an $8.5 million profit from a three-year hold. Diamond handing it through the bear market. The largest punk sale to date is Alien Punk 5822, which sold for 8,000 ETH in February 2023 at $23.7 million. That's so absurd. You could buy at least an apartment in like Brooklyn for that. The SEC has further delayed its decision on the BlackRock and Fidelity Ethereum ETF applications. Not really that big of a deal. These were previously delayed back in January after it approved the Bitcoin ETFs. Second delay was expected and now puts a May 23rd decision on the cards, with the Bloomberg ETF analyst putting the odds of approval at around 60%.
Is that James? Is that James Seifert? Eric B?
Okay.
It's basically flip a coin. Jupiter flips Uniswap in 24-hour trading volume, but the Jupe token price remains flat at 60 cents. But their market caps are comparable, right?
I think Uniswap is still almost 2x.
Wow. Yeah. Starting today at 10 a.m. Eastern. Okay. So maybe Jupe is looking interesting. So
the governance thing today is really interesting to me. They finally have, quote, utility for the token. And I still think like the catalyst for Jupiter is as soon as they get the first Launchpad token on it, that's the big thing. So, I mean, like there is enough catalyst and it's holding over 45 cents, which has been like the baseline for that DLMM pool, which I think is just perfectly fine. Like this token seems like it's going to be primed to eventually run and something that feels good to just continue to DCA into. That JLP trade I talked about, that thing's been up only. So the perps, they're getting a ton of volume, especially with the volatility. There's a ton of stuff that you can still do on Jupiter. And I think fading it right now is kind of a bad decision at the moment, especially because everyone's out of this and there's going to be another airdrop next January.
JLP, that trade... did not participate in it because I thought it was the dumbest thing Easy ever has ever done. Turns out it wasn't. But the blast stuff was dumber.
Way dumber.
So I think that's it for the...
That's it for the weather report. Fantastic weather report. As usual, Nick, some updates from the Daily Digest posted to X platform every morning and pinned up top. Email to anybody that subscribes at thenifty.com. Top stories. Binance has listed WIF as of today at 9 a.m. EST. Despite the news, WIF is trading flat. So I guess that was priced in.
Correction. It is since then.
Down?
Since it's down. Yeah. We're at $1.60 now. Sell the news, dare I say.
Same thing happened.
Wow, we're seeing a lot of pullbacks right now. A lot of people feeling severe depression coming off of. It was like they were doing like cocaine or something like that on a bender yesterday. The timeline was just people ejacking all over the place, basically. That was a situation to behold. But now we're seeing a little bit of a pullback, a little bit of more reasonable behavior in the market.
Do you think NFTs pump on this pullback, Nick?
I do, actually. It was funny. Everyone's like, oh, my God, NFTs are getting smashed when Bitcoin
just went on
an all-time high. Yeah, you basically did.
Okay.
But the Easy told me the NFTs that he sold, and I don't really think that it matters. So I was like, oh, did you sell all your Pudgy stuff? He's like, no, I sold none of my Pudgy stuff. So I was like, okay. Like,
so you didn't sell all your NFTs?
I sold all my like active traded NFTs. The stuff on the ledger was not sold.
But those weren't the words that you used when you tweeted it out.
Yeah, I mean,
lied.
If I say I'm gonna sell everything except for these five projects, it won't hit the same. Okay. Listen, we're the content business, dude. You gotta lean into it a little bit. It's like Clemente saying he learned yesterday that Node Monkeys hold 1,000 of these nodes. We've known about it for 6 months.
That whole thing is pretty funny. Next story, MicroStrategy is proposing a private debt offering of $600 million to buy more Bitcoin. MicroStrategy's stock was up over 23% yesterday. What are we going to open trading at today at Clemente?
You're the only person that's looking at that price. I'm going to be honest.
It's a very significant price. It actually is. It's the number one Bitcoin equity. So I think that's pretty significant. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but no one else looks at that price.
I'm more of a BCKH guy, the Global X blockchain fund, personally. I like to take an alternative approach to crypto exposure.
1334, absolutely crazy run MicroStrategy is on right now.
Is it outperforming Bitcoin?
Yeah, because it's a leveraged bet on Bitcoin.
Live stat, it's up 171% over the last 30 days, outperforming Bitcoin. Thank you.
How's iBit in comparison?
Checking.
Well, it's a lot more chill. It's a lot more chill. If you look at iBit, it's going to be a different scenario because it's a chiller asset than MicroStrategy.
Like
IBIT up 60% in the last month, being outperformed almost 3x by MicroStrategy. Back to you.
Thank you, Clemente.
Could we
Thank
also
you.
Get the BCKH chart?
Checking.
Let's look at Coinbase. I think Coinbase is a lot more.
That would
more
be the one that I'm most.
Literally nobody knows about the BCKH asset.
Except for my bags.
Could you spread your legs more, Pio?
What are you
talking? I mean,
Coinbase up 95% in the last month. Yeah, so coming more in than second.
Bitcoin. Wow.
What's on the last month? What's the year on Coinbase? Can we get Bitcoin. A year on Coinbase?
You literally leveraged Bitcoin.
Coinbase in the last year is up 265%. Back to you.
All right. Anyway, next story. Coinbase is, fun fact, number 69 in the App Store at this point. Very fun. Fueled by the Bitcoin and meme coin rally, but experienced more service outages yesterday from a surge in usage. Two investor friends of mine, both DM me privately and expressed their concern over the outages from Coinbase. One of them also sold all of his Solana right after the outage, in Solana. A lot of people don't like outages. I don't really care about the Coinbase outages, but a lot of people don't like outages.
That means we're back is all it means.
It really does.
It's like if Coinbase is going down and Coinbase is trending up on the total app downloads, which it is, it's been literally up only on its app downloads over 30 days. We're back.
You know what didn't go down yesterday?
What?
Gemini. They were functioning perfectly.
Because nobody uses it.
We're total users.
Literally nobody uses it.
I bought some Bitcoin yesterday on Gemini.
Tyler Winklevoss liked one of my tweets the other day, randomly. And then I saw that his little underling follows me at Gemini. So I DM'd her. I was like, whose belly do I have to rub to get Tyler or Cameron on the show? I didn't word it that way, but I thought that would be funnier. And they didn't answer. Next story, Phantom Wallet now supports Ledger for Bitcoin. So you can safely store Bitcoin, Ordinals, and BRC20s in your hardware wallet. Phantom continuing to make moves. A monochrome Fidenza sold for 469 Ethereum. That's $1.8 million. That's the highest sale on a Fidenza since number 545 sold for 625 Ethereum 9 months ago. The floor is at 50 ETH. I should actually point something out. We did this show 5 days a week, the entire bear market. The whole bear market on definitely on a monthly basis, but on a near weekly basis, there were multi-hundred-thousand-dollar sales on fine art NFTs, on CryptoPunks, on Fidenzas, on X, on Y, on Z, just on a weekly basis, at least on a twice a month basis. Nobody cared, and it's just continuing. And we see the $16 million CryptoPunk sale this week.
You didn't pronounce it correctly, though.
Fidenza.
There you go.
There you go. For a long time, I literally thought that it was just a fictional Italian word because I was like, this doesn't mean anything in Italian. But it turns out it's the name of a small town in Italy. So I'll give Hobbs a pass over there using the Italian word.
You didn't
word.
Even know about the town of Fidenza?
Fidenza.
That's crazy, dude.
That's crazy.
I actually knew that.
Last story. Mutant Hounds started their allow list process for their forthcoming Bitcoin inscription project. Hounds floor on Ethereum is... Oh, you like this one? Why you like this one, Clemente?
Ordinals, baby. Let's go. Let's go.
Okay.
Stop.
Follow the money, baby.
This is such a top signal.
Follow the money, baby.
Between this and Saiyans on Say dropping a 100-piece Ordinals collection... I'm good.
Wait, Sans is launching Ordinals? 100
pieces. You have to.
It's called, my you ready God. For this?
You have to.
This? Incredible name. The Super Saiyans Council. Woo. It's a hand-picked 100-piece Ordinals collection that'll be dropping.
Ordinals, baby.
Just wait for Bodorgonals.
Yeah, Bodorgonals. That's actually my personal project. I'll be dropping that. I'll be keeping all the money, and that's just how it works. Anyway, Mutant Hounds, I remember that one. That's it for your stories from the Daily Digest. Look, ETH ETF.
Dailybones.com. That's how you sign up. You go to Daily Bones. You want to get boned? You want to get blasted? Go over to dailybones.com. That's the newsletter.
Blasted
site.
Too.
You can get blasted. Well, it is
we're
blast
prepping for blast
season.
Doggos.
It's still blast season right now, so blast you want to participate in it. I had migrated some ETH over, which is now locked up for an extended period of time, yet I'm not getting rewarded jack shit, apparently. So I can. I actually made the worst.
What'd you do? One second. No, let's break this down. What'd you do?
I migrated ETH over to Blast.
So you have points.
I have points.
And then what you can do is you can spin these points. So there's like a wheel for you to get more points.
Okay.
You also have a free bet on YOLO if you want to take it. So we should talk about this because that airdrop is the one all the whales are farming, like heavy farming. So there's. We'll talk about this. We'll find some time today, break off into a corner breakout session, and we'll get you right, Nick.
Okay. I'm looking forward to the breakout session.
I'm just keeping tab of the audience sentiment, what they're asking. The question is, why are we in Miami? People have been asking, Can you guys give the reason, please?
Over to we came to a trap house, which we decided to rent. This place is legitimately like I wanted to leave once I came here, despite it being a nice house. It Clemente found a fingernail in the a literal like probably stripper's fingernail in the couch, which was absolutely disgusting.
The couch we're sitting on right now.
Yeah, it's definitely uncomfortable.
You do get used to. There was a slight scent of I would say
cigarettes.
No, I was thinking more butt cheek. But you do get used to it.
I don't even want to talk about it, dude. Everything smells bad. Like I'm like doing laundry of the like towels that were in the bed. It's a gross situation. We came down here to just do a team offsite because everyone works remotely, so we don't do it frequently at all. This is the second ever offsite that we've had in 2.5 years. So can't say that it's that often.
Me and Jack work in person together.
That's cool.
Nick could come, but he doesn't.
Okay, but we're just split. And so this was an opportunity. It's much better for us to spend the money for everybody to come together than for me to ride my e-bike over.
It's like when, you know, when NBA players in the offseason, they quote unquote get in the lab. Right now we're in the lab.
That's literally what's happening. Anyway, look, first story, the Ethereum ETF approval. I'm actually really thrilled that on my return to the show here today, we get to talk about this. This is a very, very, very juicy topic. The BlackRock and Fidelity Ethereum ETF approval was delayed as expected, with the final deadline for an approval decision set for May 23rd. Can I state right now, like state my pick on what's going to happen? And I'm not going to change this. I'm going to keep the same energy all the way through the approval. My pick is it gets approved. I think that it gets approved. I think BlackRock doesn't miss. I think Larry Fink's doing whatever the F he wants. I think Gary Gensler is a loser. And I'm not even saying like,
I don't think anyone thinks that it's not going to get approved.
Some people think it's not going to get approved. I think the Bloomberg guy said 60%
on that date.
Is that not the final deadline? Either approval or rejection on this one.
Yeah, they've delayed it already.
I did not realize that that's the case.
They would have to refile if it gets declined. Okay. And I just feel like Larry Fink literally doesn't lose. He's only lost one time ever with the ETFs out of hundreds of filings. So Fred Krueger, one of my favorite follows, if not my literal favorite follow on Twitter right now, he put out this tweet that Clemente's talking about. He said, "My number one concern in life is that ETH ETF. It's critical that we keep the Wall Street spigot 100% focused on Bitcoin for at least one more year. If they accept the ETH ETF in 2025, it'll be too late. Wall Street will be already pot committed to Bitcoin. If by some horror, the ETH ETF passes this year, the Raoul Pauls of this world will convince a fair amount of people to go ETH instead. The narrative will shift to BTC versus ETH. It will be confusing. BTC will still win. It'll slow things down." I agree with him, but just without the emotion. You disagree with the things he said?
I disagree with the fact that like we don't have some. There's not a shortage of liquidity in the
right. But his positioning of this is that he wants 100% of money to go to Bitcoin and Bitcoin only. If you buy Coinbase, you're an idiot to him. I asked him about Coinbase. I asked him about MicroStrategy. He's like, "You're an idiot if you buy those. You just buy IBIT."
I feel like it's an expanded, it's not one or the other. I feel like it's just an additional diversification. He has some accuracy in the sense that like if someone's looking for crypto exposure, but I feel like it would be like IBIT, Coinbase, like,
yeah, but there's also leverage. It's a leverage opportunity is the big thing. It's like you have to understand the risk return profiles and things from like a.
I don't understand this.
Okay. Look, I think it's a foregone conclusion that the Ethereum ETF gets approved. $10. If they want it to absolutely cook, they should price it at under $10. And I think it'll absolutely cook. I also think that that'll lead to an altcoin season that is super strong.
It'll be a super cycle on altcoins because you're going to get retail seeing that ETH is now here. How do I get the other stuff? Go ahead.
Spencer's tweet about how he was like, the super cycle narrative is bullshit.
But it's not. Like, let me clarify. I think the definition of a super cycle could be bullshit. Like, what exactly does that entail? like kind of the main
thing. Well, I think the origin of it was actually that everyone would start using Bitcoin all of a sudden was like,
but I think I think the main thing here for a super cycle is actually it's just more that like we're going to see insane volatility and aggressive upward price action. I don't think everyone's going to inevitably use Bitcoin. I know Pio probably hates that sentence.
No, the super cycle theory is it was literally that like Bitcoin would like go to a million. So my position is we've been in a super cycle for 15 years. Like if you look at it, 60 years from now, if you look at the first 15 years of Bitcoin, you'll just be like, yo, that's a super cycle. That's crazy. That's my position. Well, I don't know what you're laughing at.
No. So I actually am somewhat agreeing with you on that because of the volatility and upward price action. I think over enough, like
it's gone from a dollar to 69 grand. I don't know if that's a super cycle to you guys.
I'll give you that. But the thing is, like with traditional finance now coming in, I think that volatility will slow. It's the same thing like you saw with gold ETFs.
So that's what I thought too. But then my friends pointed out a little bit. It's like, yeah, but what if TradFi wants to like do a tax on Bitcoin to drive the price down and stuff like that? They have way more liquidity than non-TradFi. Sure. So there's a lot of factors. It's getting spicy.
I think the other thing a lot of people are sleeping on with this is if the ETH ETF gets approved, it opens up an opportunity for more diversified quote buckets. Like we could get an altcoin bucket, which is a bunch of different diversified assets.
But if you remember when James Seyfert came on the show, he said the only reason he thinks the ETF will get approved is because there's the ETH futures ETF already approved. There is no other futures ETF or any other coin. So you're looking at probably a 24-month layoff before any other coin gets approved because they don't move fast.
Well, it'll be even bigger than that, in my opinion. And the other thing, too, is I think the third ETF that'll get approved is like an XRP or something that's like already gone through the SEC, been deemed not a security versus a net new token.
Yep.
Like, I think that's the thing. You don't think so?
What do you think the third ETF, James Seyfert?
You got to look at it, too, is that like other countries are leveraging XRP already. Like, that's a true fact is that government offices are leveraging it for CBDCs. And like, I'm not an XRP maxi at all, but it's just like inherently present and known information.
I'm just going to take the under on XRP.
Oh, okay.
We're going to go with no, it's not XRP.
What do you think the third one is? Bitcoin Cash?
Literally, that's more likely than Solana. Like these things that have been around for 6 years.
Litecoin probably has a higher chance than Solana.
That is true. Remember when that was like always like one of the key things on CNBC. I have no idea. I mean, the bottom line is there's money coming in. Like, I don't really care where it goes, frankly, like as long as it's just coming in. Coming in, we're all happy.
If you're a hardcore Bitcoin maximalist like Fred Krueger that says if you buy Coinbase stock or MicroStrategy stock over iBit, you're an idiot, then you don't like the Ethereum NFT, the Ethereum ETF. If you're anybody else, if you're somebody that buys anything besides just spot Bitcoin, then the ETF is good for you. And I think it's like they're saying a 60%. Probability of the ETH ETF getting approved. I'm going to go on record. I think it's going to get done. I'm going to keep that same energy until the approval. Anyway, ETH NFTs. Oh, and then Clemente put the question, could ETH have a rally here in the coming months? Yes, it already is. It already is. I don't own any ETH, but I know that people get really, really excited about it. I've a lot of pudgy penguins.
Got it.
But I don't have any actual Ethereum.
Got it.
And I know that a lot of people in our audience get really, really excited about ETH. ETH is going to make a new all-time high.
Like, I mean, that's a given.
I know, but some people, I don't know, like some people have to talk to their wives about that and shit. It's going to make a new all-time high, like straight up. Anyway, Ethereum NFTs dump. Dude, Bored Apes down to 18. This is a juicy little topic.
What's up? What the hell? I bet you keep your hands to yourself, Playboy.
He hates it. He hates it so much. He hates that so much. The uncomfortableness. So are you buying an ape here?
Bored Apes, 18 ETH.
One question only. Buy or send it to zero.
Buy, sell, or send it to zero.
Bored Apes.
This is the same price it was at 3 years ago. Like when it, this is the same ETH price and the same floor price as 2021 Bored Apes.
Well, at some
like
point
at one
in
point,
2021,
yes.
Yeah. Well, it had to go above 18 in order to come back to 18.
Yes,
so
correct.
That's definitely something
right. But it's
that
not
happens.
A given that these things round trip this hard.
I mean, well, it's down on ETH price. What's the USD price at this point? We're at 70,000.
About they've been basically flat at 70K.
So I mean. That's pretty good. The punks are performing better. I have no idea.
Provenance.
Like in terms of,
but there's still Yuga risk with the punks now.
No, there's no Yuga risk on punks, in my opinion.
They own it.
Yes, but I think that it's the main thing with that is that they aren't doing anything with it, which is the best thing that they could do.
What if they do something with it?
Then the price goes down. You get the hell out as quickly as you possibly can if they start doing stuff with punks.
That's a risk because if they decide that they want to do something, then that's a risk, right?
There. But I think apes go lower. I think they go under 15.
Send it to zero, dude. I mean, these things are fucking worthless, you know? Like I can't believe anyone even bought these at some point other than me and made over $1 million on it. But, you know, like that's no. And all...
Where are you a buyer of an ape? Dead serious question. Like, no bullshit. At what price point do you look at apes and say, I'm a buyer? There has to be a price point. Like, if mutants touch one ETH, I'm buying a mutant.
I mean, if it's like $5.
Jesus. Give me a realistic answer.
I would maybe 30 grand.
Okay. So that would be...
I had said they would go down to 35K. We got like pretty close. We didn't touch it. And that was my target. The problem is at this point, at this like in the cycle... I just don't think we're going down there.
Quick question. I was just doing research. Nick, you own Mutant Ape number 3592. You've witnessed... What price did these hit? 100K?
Well, I sold two of them for $100,000 each.
But you still own this chief right here. Little Afro dude, spiky hair.
I do.
It's not an Afro. How do you feel about the price dumping here to three? They're almost below mint price. Any thoughts on it?
It doesn't feel great. I threw a... what do you call a paper towel across the room last night in frustration over it. And a lot of people who were around to witness that were actually concerned
the neighbors
and feared for their safety when the paper towel gently hit the ground. People stood back and said, holy cow, Nick's pissed. But
are you staking it? Are you?
No, I'm not.
So you're just passing up on free money on top of also watching the price go down.
How much could I be earning right now?
If you've earned, so each ape has a certain amount of ape coin that you can earn from it. So if you've never staked it, you still have max allocation theoretically that you could be getting from said ape.
Or for the mutant.
Your mutant, yes.
What is that max allo?
I'd have to do a little bit of due diligence.
Clemente pulled up.
Working on it. Well, we'll see what the random max allocation is to stake a mutant ape for ape coin. Other NFTs taking a 15 to 20% haircut. Clement is asking, could we see a recovery at any point?
So I frame no that way it'll ever happen.
The market's dead. NFTs
Clementes
are going to zero.
Are done forever.
At any Clementes point. So I have a question here. I'm actually considering buying another Sappy Seal.
Okay.
They're down to 0.98.
Let me ask you a question first. Wait,
wow. I'm down 50% on that.
Check it out. Hold on.
Let me ask you a question first. How much liquidity do you have right now to be deploying into NFTs?
Checking.
Serious question.
0.53 ETH. Right now, just sitting pretty in ETH.
So how would you acquire this Sappy Seal?
I got a WASI at 0.8 that I could just, boom, done.
Break even.
Sell that thing.
Okay.
I got a Chibaruni.
Okay, 0.2.
0.1.
Okay. So you basically use your entire liquidity to buy one more Sappy Seal.
I could buy two more.
I think you stay liquid ETH. I don't think you keep deploying. I think you sell the WASI, sell the Chibuski, capitalize on the funds, and sit in ETH. You wait for the next trade. You don't keep chasing this. I understand that you've DCA'd your seals. But, dude, there's going to be another play. Like, Persona was a cook. You could have easily 2X'd on that. There's going to be another mint inevitably here in the next 30 to 60 days that people are going to want to buy.
What do you mean I could have 2X'd on Persona? I bid on that. I bid in the auction. And I lost. Dude.
Oh, then okay.
But I'm lost 100 bucks on that.
Yeah, you lost gas. But there is an opportunity still to trade stuff. Or, dude, you take that 1.8 ETH. You send it to Bitcoin, and you ape the next hyped ordinal project.
The thing is, I got liquidity. Like, dude, I can pull liquidity from anywhere.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. So you're...
Wow. Yeah, dude. We got a lot of liquidity here. Yeah. Anyway, moving on. So we have Bitcoin flirting with all-time highs, as Clemente declared, but retail still does not seem to care. We might pop out... Oh, wow, the coffee's here. We might pop out and do a little video where Nick is talking to retail people on South Beach. Anyway, the bottom line is retail factually does not care about Bitcoin still. Like, literally does not care. You were talking, Clemente, about how people in your age group, nobody has texted you yet, which I think actually makes a lot of sense. That people in my age group, like one of my friends, literally one of my friends is kind of like back into it. like got back into like 67 grand. Like think about that. 67 grand. Like you're so close to all time high. I think that I am actually fascinated by that. Like
nobody's texting me.
Nick, that's because you're pretty old.
Wow.
And I have they friends don't know how to that text. Used to text me about crypto.
That's unbelievable.
And they have no one has texted me about it.
So is the number 100 grand? Or maybe your friends will come in back at like 80 or 85.
My mom's texting me about crypto. That's how I know we're back. She owns Solana. She keeps saying, my price goes up. I'm like, yeah.
A lot of my friends don't even check the price. They just wait for me to text them and sort of let them know what's going on. One of my friends also is like, I'm never getting back into crypto. And I was like, yeah, it's the best time to buy, dude. That was like months
when
ago,
he said basically. That. Yeah.
So the one thing that I do see that means like your friends are coming back is the Reddit posts. Somebody yesterday sold their car and took out a mortgage on their house, put 50 grand into WIF at $1.70.
Well, that's a wild thing to do.
So when I started, like, I was a big Wall Street addict.
What subreddit was this?
Gambling Addicts Anonymous.
/ crypto. Cryptocurrency. The main R / cryptocurrency. I'll find the post because it was on Twitter. Get up and feel like Jesus Christ. But so that was the thing I saw was, yeah, search WIF Reddit. This was the wildest thing I've seen. To see someone dump that, and that was when I was like, okay, so retail's officially in if people are taking out leveraged money to dump it into WIF
Gambling addicts are in. That's not like normal behavior. No, like,
I have a mild gambling situation myself, and I'm not doing that. Like,
yeah, that person's a gambling addict. So I mean that's not normal. What they're doing? Let me take out a mortgage. That's also a lie. That person doesn't own a house because they're a gambling addict.
50 grand into WIF at $1.70. That's good. And they said, I'll circle back in a month.
Well, look, next story. Alien CryptoPunk sells for $16 million. That's wild. That really is wild. Nobody's talking about it. I posted the Gergovin tweet. Gergovin, big time like tech investor account, has 400,000 followers, give or take. Definitely has influence, has posted his Twitter impressions before, gets like 100 million impressions a month. Definitely a notable kind of Twitter follow. Doesn't ever post about NFTs. Posted that NFT sale for 16 million happened. If you look at the comments, everybody says the same thing. Money laundering. NFTs are not coming back. My in real life friends think that NFTs are dead despite all the action that we're seeing, all the volume. This is incredible. I really want to go on record and make it clear how wild this is. $16 million CryptoPunk sale. Nobody cares. If I was Nick O'Neill holding a CryptoPunk, it is wild that you paid 90 for it when the floor was 50. That's the one part that is kind of wild.
Was the floor 50?
It wasn't 50.
I think it was 70.
And originally the price was 80. And the guy, right before I got home in time to buy it, switched the price to 90. So that's what I was dealing with at that point. I bought it slightly above, but those similar NFTs are selling above floor still. So like it's that's just how it's priced. It's not selling for the
price. That one that looked like yours sold last night for $225.
Yeah, there's for sure a market for rare CryptoPunks. It's not like if I bought a rare, I don't know what the market is for Sappy Seals. I have a Sappy Seal. I don't know if you get a rare Sappy Seal, if it's going to like sell above floor consistently.
Definitively, there's a market for rare CryptoPunks because that's what's sold.
Yeah, there you go.
Did you guys see the bidding war that was happening with it? So the guy had actually offered more money than the accepted bid like 6 hours before. And then with ETH's pump, he adjusted down. So he dropped the offer while ETH was pumping. And then the guy finally accepted. They went back and forth for like 2 or 3 days on this offer and like counter offers and rejections. And it was like crazy to watch all on chain, like just to see the size that was being thrown around for this.
Well, I mean, it's a pretty significant purchase and sale. So I'm not surprised that there was a little bit of back and forth. Clemente?
Yeah, Nick, I know you've been thinking about potentially sitting or selling your CryptoPunk. You tweeted about it yesterday.
That was probably a good indicator that NFTs are going to do a lot better right now. I don't know. Like
Discussion of selling a CryptoPunk?
Yeah, I'm just curious how you're going about it, because it is very interesting considering just selling your punk for ETH and then just holding that ETH. Could appreciate, given the recent performance of your CryptoPunk.
I think we still got another month of bleeding on NFTs, dude.
Hopefully that bleeding spreads to ordinals.
I can't time the market perfectly, so I have no idea. I just think that there's an opportunity. $250,000 is a nice chunk of
and if you take a 3x leverage long,
okay. I think it's a foregone conclusion that if you can stomach it, I think that alien CryptoPunk can, I mean, I think your CryptoPunk can sell for 600 grand in the next 15 months easily. I think it's such a foregone conclusion.
But then why not just hold it? Like, because the end thesis is like punks will have $1 million.
Well, that's what
floor.
I would do. Like, but Nick's
different. No, I think they will have $1 million floor, but I think like they'll have $1 million floor when the ETH value of what I could have held would have been at like 1.5 million or something.
You don't
like
think that the CryptoPunks will outperform ETH, which is totally fair. It's totally fair.
I do.
They haven't.
I do. I think they will outpace ETH.
The idea is that NFTs outperform the underlying asset. The idea
but
is that
not all NFTs, and this is the NFT.
Yeah, the good NFT.
Like, I genuinely think punks will outpace ETH on a long enough time horizon. I do. Like, I think
that's the idea.
Is, as people continue to make more money on the 1000x leverage trades, inevitably that money will flow back in and they want the status. It's the same thing we saw last cycle, was the status of a punk will always hold this value. And despite Nick not being like, you know, that cool, he still has a punk. Like, that's cool.
And let me tell you, dude, it's been Miami. The women in Miami are aware of my
punk. The guy
punk
at the airport
ownership.
Saw your punk and had a very candid question for you.
The guy at the
That's
airport
super funny.
Asked if I was gay. Literally, I was
wild.
I was sitting there just like
wild
having breakfast.
Hey, are you like, gay? Excuse me. I see you having a little croissant there. Are you gay?
That was the crit.
And I was like, excuse me?
I wish someone would ask me such a nice question. Anyway, the idea is that the really good NFTs outperform the asset. People that are buying Node Monkeys, people that are buying OMBs, they are betting that those NFTs are going to outperform Bitcoin. Which, by the way, if I could say something, I feel like betting on an ordinal right now, like a good ordinal, is a layup. Compared to betting on an ETH NFT,
100%.
Because
there's
you still
less of them.
There's less of them, but also that you're looking at the market where the maxis, the Bitcoin maxis, they are just going to get so mad about
so mad.
JPEGs
it's a
outperforming.
Hated rally. It's and you
oh
see it
my
every time.
God.
Hated rallies literally just go up until
they
get accepted.
Just go up.
And then once they get accepted, they consolidate or slightly go down. But the thing with the ordinals that's wicked interesting to me is it's genuinely organic price action.
Yeah.
There's no farming right now for it. Lending, there's farming, but there's no marketplace farming for it. There's no royalties. So there's a lot of like, quote, trading opportunities. But the other thing is like the hyper slow transaction times genuinely are like a feature, not a bug here, where people are like, yeah, I'll buy it. I'll come back in 7 to 10 business days. Even with Amazon Prime, I still don't have the damn thing. And eventually they get it and they just sit on it.
It's like
it takes
betting
forever.
On a turtle race.
Literally.
Like, you know, like you're watching the turtles go and you're like yes. get it across yes. the line.
Yes.
A live price update from this morning. Node Monks have rallied up to 0.75 Bitcoin.
From what?
0.03 from, profit.
They
right
went
now.
0.85. Back down to 0.7. Live dump. And now they're back up to 0.75. Bitcoin puppets, by the way, 0.2 Bitcoin. Still no signs of life.
If you,
ladies and gentlemen, if you can see Clemente's eyes, he's acting like he's commentating a March Madness national championship game. Literally nobody cares about Node Monkeys going down 0.1 Bitcoin.
What's the price of PMB?
Puppets MaxiViz are 0.017 with 7.3 Bitcoin in volume over the last 24 hours.
0.017.
These are a double derivative.
Oh, this is not the
double derivative. So Nick had this. Nick's an ordinal trader.
I sold it at 0.02.
So you made Bitcoin on it?
Let's go, big dog.
Yeah, I bought it for like 0.00.
Nice job, buddy. You bought it for $10. They were a $10 mint.
That's awesome.
And I sold it for a couple grand.
What was the gas fee?
So the way that they inscribed it was that like it was they do this like placeholder thing. So they basically confirm. So it didn't matter what you paid for gas. It was literally $10. So I think it was free with the So they've got a couple components to make sure that like your place in line is secured versus paying exorbitant amounts of gas.
Yeah.
Bitcoin's actually innovating despite the chain being hot garbage for NFTs.
Yeah.
A quick report. God. This is a little bit of a breaking news. Solana with a candle, a god candle, some are calling it,
candle.
From 132 up to 136. Nick, take a look at this. As our resident TA expert.
Oh my gosh, look at that candle. It fully torched.
Yo, I got to tell you guys something. If that Ethereum ETF gets approved, Solana going, it's going to go.
Dude, and everyone called me a paper-handed broke bitch yesterday for selling some Sol NFTs. Every single person. This thing rallying to 140 is going to push those prices down.
Tweeting about it is a little bit odd. I will agree with some of the people that were retweeting it when you're involved with an NFT project. To be dumping on the space holistically is a little bit questionable, and it doesn't look really good, if I'm being honest. But you got to make your moves, you know, and I appreciate the transparency.
So would you like me to do it in the shadows next time?
Preferably, yeah. I think you should have a shadow wallet and just continue to make money the way that you've been doing it.
Okay.
I'd like to discuss Avalanche, AVAX, and I'd like to understand. So Crypto Kaleo, Kaleo's all over Doge.
He likes meme coins on AVAX.
Very interesting. Cock. The big one over there, COQ. COQ. Yeah, I'm not even joking. Like that is like the meme coin.
There was another one that there was
fastball down the middle. AVAX,
there was another one he was just posting about yesterday. Maybe you can pull it up, Clemente. Can you look up what that one was? It was AVAX something.
Clemente's so animated here. I mean, like, he's pretty funny with these facial expressions during the show. Avalanche is very interesting to me. Do you think Avalanche will go to $100?
I think it goes to 220. Yeah, 160 all-time high. Give me another 60 bean on top of it. I think 220 is a realistic target for Avalanche.
So we're going for a 6X with AVAX.
And I think it's severely underpriced. It hasn't rallied even remotely close to it. But the crazier part is, like, if you actually look at what's being built on Avalanche, the subnet thesis is one of the strongest for what the games are doing. And Off the Grid is an upcoming game on Avalanche that's going to be the first crypto game on Xbox and PS5 already approved.
Well, this is
what
already ready to go. Can buy it, download it, etc. They've definitely paid for some marketing from like Dr. Disrespect and Clicks, two huge Twitch streamers. But that's just another thesis that like AVAX, I think, will end up inevitably winning the gaming cycle of crypto.
I don't know what that button.
I don't know what it is either. It's not my Rodecaster. I just wanted to jam on a button. If it was my Rodecaster, we'd be doing the damn type of thing.
So, I mean. It's been clear, just buy crypto. I feel like that's been the main thing.
But there's also, I think, certain things you could buy that will outpace. Like, certain ones that are lagging here. Like, Filecoin's crushing, by the way. Like, not even joking, your Filecoin trade ended up being a very good move.
So is the actual value prop of Filecoin storing data on-chain, is that why one would buy?
Why are we discussing the value prop of anything, basically? Like, this is literally narratives. Like what's the value proposition of Bitcoin? There is none. There is none.
Don't do that.
So there's no value.
There is a value prop of Filecoin. It's not a pure play meme coin. So there's some sort of value prop.
I don't know what the utility of the actual underlying coin it is. Is itself. There's also Filecoin has their own storage solution in addition to IPFS, which they created, which I do think the coin is associated with.
Dude, the all-time Filecoin chart is one of the craziest charts I've ever seen. What was that all-time high on Filecoin?
Clemente, pull that up. So check this out, ladies and gentlemen. If you're just listening, you're going to want to at some point pull up the all-time chart of Filecoin, like from existence to what it looks like. That's just a funny chart, right? I mean, I don't even know about charts.
That is the most ridiculous chart I've ever seen. All-time high at $186. So an 18x from here.
Yeah. So that's where I was just like, yeah, this seems like a no-brainer with a chart like that. And like, Filecoin's not going to like just disappear.
They're one of the ICO plays from 17-18.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
They survive.
And there are people that are still building. I know some of the original investors in them, they have a legitimate team. They're building actual technology. Filecoin fuckheads are absolutely not to be faded, and I see a lot of people that are actively doing so. I think Filecoin, I think it's Avalanche. I like that as a play. The AVAX Admiral is still at it. The Sergeant of Solana still holding.
What about the Cardano Solana? Corporal?
I'm not involved with that.
I'll probably pass on that one myself. I think the other thing you got to look for is new tokens. Like there will be new ecosystems and blockchains that kick off.
Say?
I'm still heavily buying Say. I think Manta is really interesting. Eigenlayer is going live.
Time out. Chart boys, Nick and Easy, talk to me about this Say chart and this price action because I'm just trying to understand.
Go to 3
it.
Month or the 1
Let
month.
Let me get 3 month, 1 year. Month.
That's fine. Look at the 1 month. We're still sitting at 78.
It's just having some consolidation. This is a consolidation phase off of a massive pump.
Yeah.
I think that Say is still interesting.
This is actually a downward wedge. You get a nice price break, and it's going to push to like $140.
This is still a niche chain, though, like versus like I think like the Bonks of the which is not a chain, but the Bonks of the world. There's way more popular. Like I think the masses will not be Say Maxis to
it's
the
a
same
new
degree.
Ecosystem. So like they're still developing stuff, still building out a thesis, still building out a reason. But the bigger thesis is like the Cosmos modular blockchain approach, which is like where I think overall that ecosystem will thrive in due time.
And who knows what'll happen with like, I mean, I never saw like VV chain, you know, popping out of nowhere and suddenly absolutely dominating like YouTube for a period there. There's going
there
to
actually
be some,
was a big VV YouTuber community, but not say, the same way you're talking
it.
About.
Didn't it.
No. I'm saying there was, and I didn't. That was unanticipated. For
oh,
me,
sure.
Like
they also had the best Ponzi ever, by the way. You couldn't take money out forever. You were just stuck.
I think you still can't.
No, you can officially. Someone DM'd me the other day because I made a comment about it and was like, "Hey, bro, just so you know, as of last month, we could take money off VV." I was like, "Oh,
it's probably $500 at a time or something." People have like $100,000 bags.
You can
there.
Take money out.
Yeah, officially can take money out of VV. Oh, you might be able to get a Sappy Seal.
That's great because I can because the Disney magical Mickey hat that I bought that was for $1,000 is now worth it on a credit card. I put $1,000 on a credit card. I think that thing's fucking worth $50
pull it
now.
Up, pull
basically.
Up, pull up, pull up.
Pulling up now.
Okay, Clemente is funny. Like Clemente's, I just actually do want to say this. Like Clemente's a funny guy, ladies and gentlemen. And the more you hang out with him, he's a funny guy. Like actually
Mickey
funny.
Hat.
Anyway, last thing I want to discuss today.
Magical Mickey hat.
I want to discuss one more thing.
Well, you've
today.
Been missing out. I don't know if you know this, Pio. He's been running the show for the past week and maybe even longer because you haven't been on it. So if you weren't there for that, Clemente has been doing a phenomenal
job. Clemente's been doing
job.
A great job. I gave him feedback. I listened to two plus hours.
$60. I bought it for $1,000. It's now worth $60.
That's crazy.
Holy
That's insane.
Shit.
My ex you got to pull that up. Yeah.
My
yeah,
ex was a big Disney fan, and she
no
she,
brainer.
She thought that this was a great buy.
No brainer.
Oh my god.
Give me that digital Mickey hat.
People that still ape BV drops. Like to this day.
People buying Top Shot too. It's crazy.
$30,000 LeBron sale last night. So back.
So I listened to 2+ hours of Clemente podcast and gave him feedback. He's doing an absolutely phenomenal job. Anyway, moving on. Last thing I'd like to talk about today
is the end of the show.
One last thing before the end of the show. A little coin called the Pepe coin. Ooh. Let's get that chart going. I sold all mine. I had as much as $800 at the bottom.
I had
it seems.
Thousands of dollars of Pepe,
and you sold it.
Of course.
I never traded Pepe.
Never You've never anything. Owned
I
it.
Never. I may have owned like $50-$60 maybe, wow. But like I stayed away from Pepe almost entirely.
Pull that chart up on the show, Clement. Look at that.
Is that
oh
one month?
My god.
It's up 700% in the last month. It's up to a $3 billion market cap.
$3 billion.
Oh my
god.
Mike, look at the chart.
It's
higher than it's ever been.
I'm so pissed.
Oh my god.
Look at that.
Oh my god.
Is this pulled up on the show?
Yeah. Cool.
Oh my god.
That's wild.
Let's end this show.
All right. Well, anyway, look. We'll see if
the sorrow and depression.
If you had to make a bet, what will be the star meme coin over the next 6 months? Is it Pepe? Is it Whiff? Is it Bonk? Is it Cock?
Mog. It's Mog.
Is it Mog?
It's MOG Mog. It's Mog. Mog.
What's Mog at? Can we see the Mog chart?
I'm telling you with confidence, it's Mog.
Why do you have so much confidence that it's Mog?
I own $2.50 of it. That's why.
What do you think of that?
Yeah, that's 1 month.
Context. It's up 1,000% over the last
month. Can we see the all
literally?
Time? 1,000% this month, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be Mog. I'm telling you with confidence it's going to be Mog.
What's the market cap?
Fractions of a cent price?
It's going to be Mog.
What's the market cap?
$246 million.
It's going to be Mog. It's got an easy 4X.
I think are we Mogging? Are we going to Mog it up?
Are we going to Mog?
We're buying Pit Vipers and rocking them tomorrow. We're going full Mog.
Are we Mogging? I have the Pit Vipers.
Are expensive,
man. I have ones that Rave 3 gave
yeah, Rave
me
3 guys.
In New York. I did not bring them down
here. Is there a store
here
we can go to purchase them?
I'm sure that they're purchasable on South Beach.
Yeah.
I'm not. Well, the sunglass hut, that would be for the real like Oakley ones, right?
The actual pit bus. So well, I guess we can find some guy in South Beach that'll give us a $5.
No, I want the real. All
right, fine.
We're mogging.
No, fuck it.
We're mogging.
No. I want a mog. Accident. I can't get a fist bump.
No, no, three-way sorry.
Fist
no, you don't do it.
Clemente.
You don't get it.
You're left out, sucker.
So realistically, I think it's mog. I think mog goes to a billion, and the thesis is extremely simple. Malik Obama tweets about it.
Oh yeah, Obama's literal his literal half-brother is a mogger.
He mogs.
He mogs.
He mogs.
It's pretty
and
crazy.
You also have people like K Money and Banks just shilling the shit out of it on Instagram to normie people. Like aggressively bull posting this. So like this to me, $1 billion market cap, no hesitation. And I own $2.50 right now.
I don't even know if you can share that on the show.
No, I wouldn't share that.
Like his brother is wild.
Absolutely wild. I think it's Mog. I think Mog has a 4X in it. I think it goes to a bill.
I think, yeah, I think.
A bill? Market cap.
Okay, that's a 4X. How soon?
Yes.
Well, a 4X is not really a huge gain here. I'm going to be honest.
Bitcoin's going to do a 4X.
Rather own Filecoin.
Okay, yeah. So then let's also start talking about this even more logically, obviously, because this is logic.
Are we going for $3 billion? Are we going for $5
billion? SHIB traded $40 billion, Nick.
48.
Okay, so
we're going to $20 billion
on Mog.
Bonk.
Twenty.
No, I think Bonk
billion
goes to $30. I don't know, but Mog is interesting.
$20 billion.
Mog?
What's
Mog?
Bonk at right now?
Shit. Bonk is at $2.3 billion roughly.
Okay, so how much money are we aping into these Mog? Tokens? Mog and Bonk.
The crazy
Bonk.
Thing.
I'm putting $5,000 into Mog today, immediately when the show ends.
The crazy thing is that it actually feels good. Like, do you know what I mean? I'm just like, yeah, I actually feel like that's a pretty good investment. I really do actually feel that way. And I felt that way about Bonk for a little while now. I have the Bonk.
Yeah. Dude, I feel good about Bonk has been my best play. But it's locked up for 6 months. So I can't.
Everybody's locking it up. I'm not locking
my grand. Dude, I have like $3,500.
Do you get 100%
right
APY on that lockup?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, hold on. What's the APY on it?
I think it's like 160.
And how long do you need to keep it locked?
6 months.
So I should do that.
If you're confident in it over a 6 month period, absolutely. And Bonk is the one subsidizing it. They're the one that gives you the rewards.
I also
look
have
at
that
this,
lock.
The on. Optics
that,
of what I'm doing right now.
What's that thing that I bought?
Look at the optics.
Yeah, S fund.
I have S fund as well locked, but because I was in New York, I couldn't actually like do anything.
Can't unlock it
now. Now that I'm in Florida, can I do
think
something
you can.
With it?
Yeah, I think you need to do a couple things.
Let's go.
Yeah. Well, once again, breakout session. We'll do the blast breakout, and then we'll do the S fund breakout. Today.
Bitcoin is within $300 of its all-time high, ladies and gentlemen. Real quick, can we just see the action on IBIT? Let's just see that, and we're going to wrap
hey,
on
let's
that.
Bring up IBIT. Let's bring it up.
Literally the most important thing that's happened in a very long time. Dude, that is insane, man. That really is crazy. It just goes up every day. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, more ETF inflows into the Bitcoin ETF. Beware of the big, bad Ethereum ETF, ladies and gentlemen. Beware of it. It's a big problem. Anyway,
Freddy Krueger is
the man.
But
if he comes on our show, are you going to have fun with him?
Yeah, I'm going to call him a little punk ass weak.
Whoa,
boy,
I don't know how that's going to go over.
Because he's so concerned about the ETH ETF. I've never been more concerned in my life.
Anyway,
I think Bitcoin is going to do just fine.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this was our show. Thank you for watching. We are down for our team offsite in Miami. We'll be here until Friday, or at least I will. I think Nick's flight is on maybe Saturday. I don't know.
Nah, I think I'm going to just get it earlier on Friday because I've had enough of this.
Okay. Well, there you go. Shout out to everybody listening to the show. Subscribe on YouTube. Check out the show on Apple and Spotify podcasts. We're available wherever you are. Check out the Bodago's NFT collection on Solana. That is